sing that one more time. Let's go ahead. We know the song. Let's go ahead and put our books down. Let's go ahead and forget about everything else. And let's believe that He is here. And He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of honor. Let's sing that with all our hearts now. He's calling out Your name to speak to You this morning. Let's sing it now. He is here with all your heart.
Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless.
Oh, just bless His name. Give Him praise this morning. Hallelujah.
He is here. Oh, listen closely. Hear Him calling out.
Give Him a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worship Him this morning. Thank you, Jesus. We praise You, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You got something to worship the Lord for this morning?
Yes, Lord.
So I don't know. Well, you woke up. Not everybody wakes up. You're breathing just fine. Not everybody breathes just fine. You have strength to raise your hands and give praise unto God. He deserves it all, doesn't He? He deserves all the glory this morning. I'm so happy to be a Christian. I'm so happy that God decided to reach down and touch my life to where it was never the same again. Isn't that the truth? Hallelujah. Oh, I just believe we got an expectation that God's going to speak this morning. You can't stop a preacher from preaching when you got an atmosphere like this. I don't have to try to preach no more. The Holy Ghost has got something to say. We always want to put it on God. We want to put it on the preacher. Come expecting and God will speak to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I appreciate that worship this morning. My, we could listen to the radio, we can listen to YouTube and find some cool songs, but you never get that sincere worship like you do from the Bride of Christ.
Amen.
Why? Because they ain't married to Him. You're His wife. You know how to really get under His skin and just love on Him the way He really likes it. Aren't you glad you can provide Jesus Christ's need this morning?
Amen. Amen.
Don't you downplay your worship. That's all He desires out of mankind, to love Him and to worship Him. Hallelujah. Before I forget, I just want to let you know, Brother Kent has brought some of, I can never remember that brother's name. How do you say that brother's name that made those books? Malmus? Momulus. Brother Momulus made books with sermons back there. They're sitting down there, but you can take them, you can use them as you see fit. If you get done with it, you want to bring it back, that's fine. Anything that's on there besides the songbooks we use here, you can take it home, you can have it. It's up, just use it, all right? I don't like to see dust collecting on the message if we got something to read at home. You understand? We got the message for a reason this morning, and that's to read it and apply it, not to let dust collect on it. So I understand if you've already got it, things, you don't have to go just take it just because we want to make sure we make the pastor happy. That's not why I'm saying that. I'm just letting you know it's available to you. Don't think that it's relics that we're putting in the church because we want to make sure that everybody knows we're messaging. No, they're there to help the body of Christ. So if you don't have a seals book, take one. If you need a new church aid book, take one. If you need one of those, take them. Just take them and use them. We'll get more if we need to. That set aside, I'm just so bad at remembering those things, I had to just say that. But aren't you glad to be in the house of the Lord? Let's give one more hand clap of praise. Amen. Actually, let's just sing that song again. I'll have Brother Josh come up here and minister the word. Believe He'll speak to you, and I believe He will. Let's sing that with all hearts now.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless His name again. Calling out Your name, He is here.
Hallelujah.
When we're worshiping, it makes me remember in Genesis. It says, "Here, I'm calling out your name," the song says. But in Genesis, when they fell, God came down and said, "Adam."
Yes.
"Adam, where art thou?"
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He comes searching. The Bible says he roams to and fro, seeing who he can bless. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Come on now.
When the two disciples who were depressed because they had believed on Jesus and they thought he was dead and gone,
Amen.
They started talking about him. And what happened? It constrained
glory,
the
Lord,
Lord of glory to come down and
Thank
talk
you,
to him.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And he was in a flesh veil that they didn't even, they were blinded to who he was.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
But once he started to open the word to him,
yes.
Amen. That's right.
They said, "Come, feast with us.
Yes,
the time is late.
Yes, Lord.
Come and come in with us.
Yes,
sup
Father.
With us."
Right, Lord, this morning.
And he, the word says he acted as if he wasn't going.
Right.
See, the whole point was he was going. That's why he came down. He's
right.
not going to come down and say, "Well, I might come down," or "I'm just here for a second." No, he's there for eternity.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
You don't get sealed with the Holy Ghost just for a moment and then lose it.
That's right, right? Brother.
Amen. Said, Amen. Praise God.
The word says that they literally constrained the heart of God.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Their desire changed the emotions, pulled on the heartstrings of God.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Praise God.
Oh, praise you, Lord.
In the invisible union of the bride of Christ, 65, paragraph 3, he says, "Brother Palmer was a great servant of Christ. The two disciples on the road to Emmaus were not in a great spiritual condition.
Sure.
They were in doubt. They were in depression.
Yeah.
When Adam, when God came down and said, 'Well, Adam, where art thou?' He was not having a revival.
That's right.
Amen.
He wasn't some super spiritual person at that moment in time.
That's true.
What we would, from our human point of view, think of a super spiritual time. Brother Palmer was a great servant of Christ, Brother Branham says. I can remember Brother Jack telling me about his dedicated life to God. They were carpenters together, and he said he would be, you would think, he's saying this man is a great servant of God. You would think he would have some super spiritual thing to say about this brother.
Come on now.
Here's what he says, housewives,
yes,
who think you're not doing anything when you're cooking meals for people.
Come on. That's it, brother.
Amen.
Come on now.
Husbands, when you're just fixing something around the house for your wife.
Amen, brother.
When you're inviting people in for a drink or something to eat. He said his dedicated life, he was a great servant of Christ. They were carpenters together, and said he would be eating his lunch, have his sandwich in his hand, eating a sandwich and reading his Bible. See? He's saying, see, that's the point.
Yes, sir.
That's my proof that he was a great servant of Christ. He'd done some mighty great things. Brother Palmer did. He's referring his mighty great things to him just reading his Bible.
That's right. Yeah. Hallelujah.
He's a good carpenter, a good father to his children, a lovely family. So what does him being a good carpenter have to do with church?
Come on, brother.
How is that to what we would understand? Something super spiritual. The prophet's saying it makes him a great servant of Christ.
Amen.
When he does good in his life. When he follows the word, not just on Sundays.
That's right.
But in his work.
Yes,
when he's
Lord.
Surrounded by sinners.
Come on now.
Sure.
He's a good father to his children. A lovely family. He raised them all to serve the Lord.
That's it.
As far as I know, they're all saved and filled with the Holy
that's
Ghost.
That's it, brother. Hallelujah.
And that's a great contribution Amen. To many in these days, boys and girls. But see, all that he ever done won't amount to too much until serving God.
That's right.
He can
exactly.
be. You can be a good carpenter, a good father, a good family man, good to your neighbors, good on your job. But unless you have the Holy Ghost and you're doing it in Christ, serving God,
Amen.
It means nothing.
That's right.
Lest he serve God. And tonight, what we had done here on earth, his good deeds, he's gone to his reward to be with them.
Hallelujah.
God rest the soul of our brother. He says, I know as long as this tabernacle here, I know his voice will still be here. Can we say the same thing about our families?
Come on, brother.
Sure. The people we meet on our jobs.
That's
that
it.
When we leave that job, or we even if we go to glory, what will our testimony in their mouths
Amen,
be?
Brother.
Right, amen.
Praise the living God.
Will they have to testify to their own condemnation?
Mm. Come on now.
Or even their own salvation?
Sure.
So just stand. He said, Brother Palmer, just stand there and he just pick up the song, go on, catch it. I look forward to hearing from him leading the song. This is to his children, his wife, to Brother Jack. Listen, these are not super, revival meetings that this man is talking about.
Come on.
He's just talking about everyday life.
Amen.
Remember, Friday we talked about just everyday life. Walking in the Spirit every day.
Yes, Lord.
Producing that God's farmer's market, right?
Lord Jesus. Lord.
To his children, to his wife, to Brother Jack, his bosom buddy.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then he prays, he says, gracious Heavenly Father, let's, just speaking of this great servant, he said, I missed him tonight, him shaking my hands, that cunning smile he always had when he said, God bless you, Brother Branham. We'd walk in the door and now he's come up to your house tonight. So I pray, dear God, that you'll let his fruits, his works that followed him be great, continuing on with his children and with his wife. We pray that you'll bless her. Lord, you said you would be a husband to the widows that were widows indeed. I pray for our sister Palmer and for all the children. I know how to sympathize with them both, losing a companion and also losing my dad. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord God, the worship's gone forth.
Hallelujah.
You're here.
Yes.
Lord, the worship of your saints have constrained your heart to come down.
Hallelujah.
Because you love them. Now let our lives be so changed that the very testimony of our enemies, those who are not serving Christ, not following the word, that it would be for your glory. Lord, I yield myself. I move out of the way, Lord. Whatever you would have to speak, Lord, speak this morning.
Yes, Father.
Let us to be anointed to hear, Lord, that it would be you hearing, not us hearing with a fleshly mind. Let us to be in that mind of Christ, Lord, that we would not only speak the right words, but hear the right words and accept the right words, Lord.
Yes, Father.
That our lives would produce that glorious life.
Yes.
Oh, I just ask it, Lord. Be with my church there in Illinois, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You know how constrained I've been for them, Lord. Upon learning that no one there was even having church, Lord.
Lord,
be with each one of them. We understand that circumstances happen and it's no one's fault, Lord. But Lord, just be with them. Speak to them as they stream and as they read and as they pray, Lord. Be with them today. Be with us, Lord. Guide us as we look in your word, Lord. Bless the reading of it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have thy omnipotence. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The title of the sermon today is In the Presence of Jehovah, Part 2, Producing Fruit Unto Glory.
Amen.
Romans 8, verse 1 through 11. We talked Friday about how when you walk in the Spirit of Christ, you have no condemnation, for you're not under law, Paul says.
Amen. Come on.
I said that means that there's no condemnation. And here Paul is backing it up in Romans 8.
Right.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
Amen.
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
Amen, brother.
And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteousness of the law.
Oh, come on now.
Verse 3, the law could not do. It was weak through the flesh.
Amen.
But yet it's still righteous. Why? It's God's word. That Mosaic law is God's word.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Like I said on Friday, if you're not in the Spirit of Christ, you're under that law.
Yes,
you
sir.
Are condemned to death under that law because you cannot keep it.
I cannot keep it.
We have to walk in the Spirit of Christ to keep the law.
Amen. Yes, sir.
The Bible says we fulfill and we establish that law in our lives when we walk in the Spirit of
Amen.
Christ.
Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul backs it up right here. The righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us,
yes,
who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Lord.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the Spirit? No, the flesh.
Yes.
But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death.
That's it. Right.
But to be spiritually minded...
Oh, grant it this morning, Lord.
Does that say life and peace?
That's it. Come on.
That's what my Bible says.
Amen.
Amen. Because the carnal mind is an enemy. Bible says enmity. That word there means enemy of God.
That's right.
It's against God.
Yes, sir.
It has pitched its warfare, its banners, its trebuchets, its cavalry, its infantry.
Come on now.
Against God.
Yes, sir.
That's our mind when we walk according to the flesh.
Yes.
We are totally against God. We go to church, we sing the songs, we feel the Spirit of God, and we're against Him.
Amen.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Help us, Lord.
For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Right. Woo, glory, come on.
He said, the Spirit, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, that is without exception.
Yes,
that
sir.
Means the wicked and the righteous will get the same benefits of the Spirit of God.
Now, preach, brother.
But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
See, he doesn't stop at, but in the Spirit. There's a comma there, and he continues on. If so be, here's the qualifier, that the Spirit of God dwell in you.
That's right.
Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's a bastard child.
That's what he said.
He's none of his. No wonder when the nominal Christians come to him at that time, and they say, we've fulfilled the Great Commission. And he says, I've never even known you from
That's
before
right.
the foundations of the world.
That's right.
I don't know you. The words, it says, never knew you.
Yes, sir. Never.
Wow.
From the beginning of creation, he never knew him.
That's right, brother.
Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Now, it just called the law righteous.
Yes, sir.
So we have to be in the Spirit to fill the form of the law that we can walk in righteousness.
Amen.
Because trying to fulfill the law in your flesh, that's what the priests did. And you could call them righteous. You couldn't put anything against them. They fulfilled it to a T.
That's right. Come on.
But
brother.
See, what they did, they didn't take away. They added to.
That's right.
Preach, brother.
They were trying to fulfill righteousness by their flesh. But see, the law was a type the whole time. Every sacrifice was a type of Christ.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, you're walking in the Spirit. He that raised up Christ, listen, if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies.
Yes, sir.
By His Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Come on now.
He's coming back for His own.
Amen.
Word cannot agree with anything but Word.
Right.
That's what the rapture, when they're quickening away, it's not going to Him come take your flesh. It's Him drawing His Spirit. And since you and Him are one, you get drawn back too because you are His Spirit then. You become one with the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Me and my Father are one as you and that we would be one as Him and His Father are one.
That's right. Exactly.
So if we're raised from death and taken from corruption within our mortal bodies, what exactly are we being raised unto? Because if you leave one place, you have to be going into another.
Come on now.
I can't leave this sanctuary and be nowhere else.
That's right.
I'm gone out of this. I have to be somewhere else.
Come on.
Ephesians 5. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. Now, I'm not talking about husbands, wives, and marriage and divorce and all that. I'm essentially just looking at it as Christ loved the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir, brother.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. And gave Himself for it. That He might sanctify it. Sanctify and cleanse it. Excuse me. With the washing of water by the word. That He might present it unto Himself.
That's it.
Amen.
A fleshly church, a carnal-minded church.
No, sir, come on.
A bride with spot and wrinkle. Thank you, brother. that he might sanctify and cleanse it from spot, from wrinkle, from carnality, from the flesh, by the washing of the water of the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, having not spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Glory to God.
That's our image that we need to realize that we're coming unto.
Amen.
When you have the Holy Ghost, that's what He's working in you.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible says He is our workman. We are His workmanship.
Yes, Lord.
Does God do a half good job?
No.
Does God quit and does God take breaks?
Praise His name. No, sir.
You know, the Mount Carmel experience. The prophet was making fun of the those who worship Baal, the prophets of Baal. Maybe he's on a long journey. Maybe he's asleep.
Yeah.
They were dancing, having a nice Pentecostal time. He got on his knees and said, Lord, at your word, I've done this.
Right.
And boom, fire fell.
Amen.
Right.
It doesn't take some big, great thing. It takes faith in the word of God.
Yes. Amen.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
But you have to be humble to even accept it.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
To even come to the realization that you need God.
Yes. Amen, brother.
You need faith.
Yes, sir.
Because if you don't have faith in what this Bible is saying, you won't come to what this Bible is saying.
Right.
If my arm was chopped off and I didn't believe it was chopped off, and Brother Andrew said, hey, you're bleeding to death. And I said, no, I'm not. I would never go to the hospital. I would never seek attention. I would bleed out and die.
Right.
That's how these Christian churches are out here.
That's it.
And a lot of them are message.
That's right. Come on now. Help us, Lord. Preach it, brother.
They want to sit there and say, well, Brother Branham fulfilled that part of the fivefold ministry of prophecy. There wasn't just word prophets in the Bible.
That's right. Come on. That's true.
Amen. And not everyone who had the gift of prophecy in their life were prophets.
That's right. Exactly.
True. You want to have pastors who all they do is fulfill the ministry of an evangelist.
Uh-huh.
And you have evangelists who are sitting on their seats who can't get an open door because pastors want to invite other pastors in.
Right.
And it's this big political circle.
Oh my.
Sure.
Right. Happens. Yes, sir. Right.
And we'll take half the word and chop part of it off. Philippians 2. Excuse me. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So this is a commandment of the word.
Yes, sir.
The word is saying, this is what you need to do.
Amen. Lord.
Because this is the only way you're going to fulfill righteousness.
That's
this
right.
is the only way you're going to walk in the Spirit is by submitting to the mind of Christ.
Amen.
He says, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Now, what's that mind say? What does that thinking pattern say? It says, I am equal with God.
Amen.
However,
come on, read it.
I will humble myself.
That's exactly right.
And I will become as the dung of the earth.
Right.
That I can win souls.
Amen.
It says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Romans says that I am a joint heir with Christ. So everything Christ is, I am.
Yes,
I have the possession of that of God. It says, I if children, then heirs. Heirs of who?
God.
Right. Everything God is, I have that inheritance. That is my inheritance.
Glory to God.
That's your inheritance.
So
who being in the form of God. And we have these Christians who are just so overcome with this and the other. They can't get over shame for something.
Right.
Who are you?
Amen.
Stop speaking the devil's language.
Glory.
And so it is like, get down on your knees, ask for forgiveness,
right.
Give it to God, and don't even bother with it. Walk away.
Oh, glory, glory.
Will Satan bring it back to you? Yeah, he'll try to put it back in your hands.
Sure.
You just swat it right out and say, you know what? I'm not taking it.
That's right.
Return to sender, address unknown.
Amen.
Because your address isn't here, your address is there.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto life. Death.
That's right.
That every desire he had. What, you mean the flesh body of Jesus Christ had desires? Of course it did. Look at the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Father, if there be a way, take this cup from me. He was saying, Lord, I don't want to go to the cross.
That's right.
I don't want to endure this pain. It's going to hurt. It's going to be worse than anything I could ever imagine.
Right, amen.
That's right.
But listen to what he says, even unto death.
That's right.
He says, nevertheless, regardless of what Satan's telling me, regardless of what this flesh is telling me, because
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to do your will. Yes. Your will be done, because I have a bride waiting for me. Yes. If I do this. I have a... Oh, what? He endured the shame of the cross for the joy set before him. Yes. We are that joy.
Yes.
Glory to God.
God cannot get glory unless it's through human beings.
Amen.
He's not going to come down to look, I'm glorious. No, he's going to get glory that the perfect can come into imperfection and show that glory out to manifest that perfection.
Hallelujah.
I mean, found fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death.
Hallelujah.
Even the death of a cross.
Yes, Lord.
Wherefore God has also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
Amen. Praise God.
In the garden, when God said Adam, it wasn't just Adam that paid attention, because Eve's name was Adam as well.
That's right.
She didn't get a separate name until she was fallen.
That's right.
God would come down in the cool of day and say, Adam, where art thou?
Right.
And they both.
Yep.
Yes.
We're here, Lord. We are here, Lord.
Amen. Glory. Come on.
So when the Bible says, wherefore God has also have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. I'm sorry, my name's Jesus.
That's right.
My name's Jesus Christ. I'm Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Right.
And everything he is, I am.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I don't need to depend on some pastor's revelation.
Right.
I don't need to depend on some other man's revelation.
That's right.
I don't even need to rely on my revelation.
Come on, brother.
I need to rely on the Word.
Yes.
Because if I have some thought coming to me or some revelation that came to me in a spiritual experience.
Sure. Yeah.
And it is contrary, you need to dash that thing to pieces.
Amen.
And you need to take this Word up and you say, Lord, nevertheless, it's painful getting rid of yourself.
Yes, it is.
It took Paul 3 years on the backside of a desert in Arabia to do it.
Uh-huh. That's truth.
He was indoctrinated since he was a little boy.
Exactly.
We go through the same thing.
Amen.
But you know what we do? We raise up in these churches and with these theologies that our parents have jammed down our throats. And we come to Christ and we think it's all good, that we don't need to destroy all that. That we don't need to account everything but dumb. Listen,
that's it.
You need... What was it?
Amen.
Jesus went to a desert.
Sure did.
By the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, he got away from everyone and everything.
Sure did.
And he went through trials and temptations and
sure.
Now, he was the Word.
Yes, sir.
He was perfect. He was without sin.
That's right.
But you can even look at Paul. He went to the backside of the desert. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees.
That's right.
According to the law, he was better than everyone.
That's right.
He knew it better. He could preach it better. He attained to it better.
Right. Yes, sir.
And he said it was dumb. Hell.
That's
it was dumb.
Amen.
It was just as the draw. It was waste.
Yes.
It accounted him no profit.
Amen.
Right.
Spiritually.
Amen. That's the truth.
And being found, verse 10, and at the name, wherefore, verse 9, God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. If the prophet can say that when he was in that river being baptized, I was being baptized too. If he can say that when he was on the cross paying for my sins, I was there in Christ paying for my sins as well. I can sit here and say, when this Bible says that his name is exalted and he becomes the King of Glory, I can say my name is exalted because my name is Jesus.
Yes!
And I rule as Queen of Heaven.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's who we are. We're Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Amen. Oh, glory to God.
But we want to run around here and okay, everything nominal preachers say, and well, you know, they don't. Stick with the Word.
Amen.
Stick with the Word. Because the thing about nominal preachers is they'll take you out of that Godhead. They'll take
every
you out
time.
Of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Why? Because they don't believe he's God.
That's right.
Not really God. You know, just kind of. Maybe 3/4. Maybe a fourth even.
Mercy.
But my Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Exactly.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we received him not.
Uh-huh. Come on.
He was always God.
That's right.
Yes.
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Revelation says, we are made kings and priests unto our God.
Exactly. Amen.
Every knee shall bow. Remember, we should think ourselves equal with God in the perspective that we are joint heirs with Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Not this flesh, but who we are inside. He has made us equal.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If you don't see Jesus and the bride in every scripture, you're reading it wrong.
Come on, brother.
So you might as well just say that in the name of Mrs. Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow.
That's truth.
No wonder Jesus said it. All those things you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. All those things you loose on earth, I will loose in heaven.
Sure. That's right.
Why? Because you have the power. As long as you're in the Spirit, as long as you have that kingdom seal.
Amen.
Amen.
You write a check, it says that God wrote that check.
That's right.
And no bank can cancel it. It won't bounce. It's not rubber.
Glory. Amen. That's good. Yes, sir.
He said in that every tongue should confess that you're the bride of Jesus Christ.
Come on now.
Every knee, every tongue, they'll bow. And they have to acknowledge that you are the bride of Christ. Everyone.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That when that judgment seat comes up and you're standing with Christ, and those co-workers of yours who reviled you and called you, cast your name out as evil, like the scripture said last night, your family members, they'll come up and they'll see you and immediately be shamed. Because you're on the right side and they're not.
Yes, that's right.
He spoke to me. I should have listened.
Yes.
And now, by that time, there's no mercy.
That's right. So
every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of Jesus, to the glory of God the Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Wherefore, my beloved, let me ask you this. Brother James, you answer this question for me. If someone came up to your wife, started talking real nasty about her, would that bother you?
Slightly.
So when someone comes up to us,
better brother,
and starts talking bad about us, how do you think God feels?
Wow.
If from the filial heart of a man who loves his wife with all that he is,
exactly,
is bothered by someone jostling. Remember, the prophet said that he couldn't take Sarah's life.
Right.
When she laughed at God.
That's right.
Because it would bother Abraham.
Woo!
It would cause an emotional distress in Abraham.
Lord.
So God didn't do it. He had every right to smite her off the face of the earth.
Exactly. Yes.
But in his great love to Abraham,
come on now, brother.
He said it'll bother her or him. So I won't do it. I will stay my hand and I will show mercy.
Jesus.
And that's why we stand up and we judge those people. Because those people have jostled and bothered his wife.
Right.
Wow. Mercy.
Wow.
It says that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Yes. Amen. Exactly.
Amen.
That's what makes the difference between a Christian and a nominal Christian.
Amen, brother.
Because a nominal Christian, like let's say the Baptist, for instance, once saved, always saved. You go to an altar, you confess your sins, you say, Jesus, come into my heart, you're saved forever. Nothing can take that away. You can do whatever you want. It's in direct disobedience to the scripture. You are to work it out. Justification, sanctification, filling with the Holy Ghost, sealing. There's none of that in the nominal churches. None of that at all.
That's right.
Why? Their only concern is justification. And even that they have wrong. Why? Because they're bringing people to a supposed justification mentally, a mental concept of it.
That's
under titles, not a name.
That's right.
Romans 12, verse 13, this is for fear and trembling. For it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of your good pleasure.
His good pleasure.
His good pleasure. So it's not that we just go through this Christian life where we have aches and pains and depression. Hey, we have all these things pressing up against us. We don't get saved because it's a bed of roses.
Right. That's right, brother.
But we go through those, as the refiner's fire.
That's what the Lord says.
Amen.
That's right.
We are His workmanship. So when trials come, we really shouldn't be of a mind where we complain against it.
Amen, right?
But realize that God's using this to mold us and make us.
Amen. Grant the Lord. Yes, Father.
Romans 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world.
Why?
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your spirit.
Preach it, brother.
Of your mind. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Not permissive, perfect will of God. You need to be transformed in your mind, in your thinking. And that is why we need the mind of Christ in us. To fulfill the Spirit.
That's right.
The law of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
We can't walk in the Spirit without that mind.
That's right.
For how do you expect to manifest the spiritual by working on operating in the flesh?
Can't do it.
Right.
No, sir.
That's right.
So in other words, so in order to prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, you cannot use your own carnally
Amen.
Flesh minds.
Right.
But we must have it changed from our mind to the same thing that Christ had in order to even acknowledge the truth.
Amen.
Receive revelation and then produce outward the proof of the will of God in our lives. Especially when we're sitting at home when no one's around to see what you're doing.
Sure.
And Satan's right there tempting you to do evil in the sight of the Lord. You can't even come into the presence of the Lord correctly.
That's right, brother.
Without a mind renewed in the washing of the Word.
Amen.
Having the perfect and beautiful mind of Christ in you.
Amen.
Why? Because if you don't have that mind in you, you're working in the flesh.
Right. Exactly.
So how do you expect to go into the presence of Almighty God? How do you expect to go to the throne room of God and get your petitions answered if you're going in as a flesh man and as a flesh woman?
Exactly.
Amen.
Mercy.
I can go there and say, Lord, I'm a minister. You bless me and you speak through me and you use me to help people. Still the wrong way to do it.
Yes.
I'm relying on a flesh thing.
Amen.
To contact a spiritual thing. I have to go from spiritual to spiritual.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
1 Corinthians 2. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Again, you cannot touch the spiritual with the flesh.
Amen, brother.
You know, Paul said we have access to boldly go. That's not arrogantly.
No.
Come on.
That's
now.
Not, this is owed to me.
Right.
You promised it, so it's owed. That's boldly knowing
Amen.
That any petition you bring before the Father, He will, that's a boldness. An assurance in God and His saving power.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I can go knowing that whatever is bothering me, whatever I have before me, that I can bring it before the Lord
yes,
and He'll solve
Jesus.
It. He'll
Amen.
Fix it. He'll do His will with it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And sometimes He'll just say, oh, my grace is sufficient.
Right.
Oh, ouch. But I still, you know, that's an answer.
Yes,
and that's the fix right there. Because that shows I'm not relying on His grace in that situation.
Right.
Sure.
That's good, brother.
Because we want to work in the flesh mind and we want to try to operate things and fix things. Especially us men. We're men. We can do this. We, you know, we plan out and we get this. And I'm a man.
Yep.
We got our hammer in one hand and our bruised thumb in the other.
That's right.
Yeah, you're a man, all right.
That's good, brother.
You're a man, all
right.
Your car's falling apart. Your shingles are falling off your house. You're a man, all right.
Yes, sir. Come on, now.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit, which is of God. You mean there's a spirit of the world that will...
Yes.
What is it? Paul says that those who are out there are the children of disobedience, following the spirit of Satan.
Amen.
How do they do it? Fulfilling the lust of the flesh.
Right.
Remember that scripture we read last night, I think it said we had to kill off the flesh, but not just the flesh, but the lust thereof.
Come on.
The desires thereof.
That's right.
You know, if I like football really bad.
Get it, brother. Come on.
I can throw my TV out.
Hit it, brother.
I can throw away my season tickets. I can throw my jerseys out. I can throw away my football cards. But if in here that still remains, if I have not taken it out of here, exactly. All I've done is just a bunch of work that I didn't need to do in the first place, because it's going to come right back in. Amen. Because the thing is, you probably didn't throw it away. You probably put a box in storage. Yeah. Because you know that desire is still there. Well, maybe if it comes back,
yeah.
That way I can just easily, you know. It's like the pastor or the minister. Oh, well, I don't watch TV. And everyone leaves his house and he goes to the closet and pulls it out and starts watching it.
Right. That's it. Come on, brother.
Which things we speak that not in the words, but the spirit of which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. We don't earn them, they are freely given to us.
Yes, sir.
Verse 13, which things also we speak. What do we speak? Those things that are freely given to us. I don't come to you talking about football and who's the best quarterback and baseball and who's the MLB and... or whatever it is, MVP, I think. I don't know. I think MLB is actually the league. I don't know. We come to you speaking spiritual things.
Amen, brother. Come on.
For that's what the Spirit of the Lord knows.
Amen.
He says, which things also we speak, not in the words of man's wisdom.
Come on now, brother. That's it.
No, we don't go after degrees just to preach. We don't go to a psychologist and get cleared to preach.
Amen.
We get the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
And then get called to go preach.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You don't go to college to hear the Word of God.
Come on, brother. No, sir.
You don't go to a psychiatrist or a psychologist to know that you will accept it right, you'll get it right. Trust in the Holy Spirit to give it to you right.
Amen.
That He will accept it in you as He gives it to you.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
He says, it's the measure of grace that Christ gives each man.
Hallelujah.
Not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual with spiritual.
Exactly. Amen.
That's why message churches a lot of times will not talk business talk from behind the pulpit.
Come on, brother. Hit it now. Come on.
The trustees' meetings can do down in the fellowship hall. You know. There's a greater need than business. There's a greater need than how many people went door to door. I went to a Baptist church one time. My brother goes to it. He wanted me to visit, so I visited. And one of their first things out of worship service was they wanted to take a tally of raised hands of how many people passed out tracts. And when they raised their hands and the pastor called on them, they had to tell him how many tracts he gave. I thought we were here to listen and hear about the Word.
Yeah.
I thought I was here to grow in the Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
Not hear about someone walking down the street giving out tracts. And that's great. People should give tracts. People should witness. But I've just worshipped. I don't want that environment, that atmosphere that I've just created with the Lord Jesus Christ to be tampered with by some fleshly thought.
Amen.
That's right.
Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him.
Amen.
Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Exactly.
You cannot receive spiritually if you do not go spiritually.
Amen.
But he that is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. Now let me put it like this. Why is he judged of no man if he's judging everything?
Come on, brother.
Because first he judges himself according to the Word.
Right. Amen.
Sure. Amen.
And that humbles him to a place where he doesn't need to condemn anyone, but he can judge fruits.
Amen.
He can divide the Word. He can...
That's it.
Rightly. He can rightly receive revelation.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
For who hath known the mind of the Lord? That he may instruct him.
Come on now.
So you have to know the mind of the Lord to receive revelation.
Come on.
You have to know the mind of the Lord. You have to have a personal experience with the mind of Christ.
Yes.
It has to be something you are well versed in.
Amen. That's good.
Amen. That's good.
These men who get saved and their pastor's like, well, I think you're called to be the minister. Why don't you preach a sermon? Foolishness.
Come on, brother.
You need to know the mind of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Because the thing is, if Kip doesn't know the mind of Christ and I come up here and I preach something that is contrary to the mind of Christ, how will he know?
Amen.
Exactly. It is up to each and every one of us to be practiced in the mind of Christ.
Amen.
It is to be a discipline.
Yes.
So how do you do that? How do you get into the mind of Christ?
Come on, brother.
You think there's a reason why we tell you as ministers to read your Bible every day?
Amen, brother.
It's not so you're a good churchgoer. It's not so you actually even know literally the words that are on the page.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Is there a reason maybe that we tell you to pray every day and pray diligently? Because in doing these things, you're laying the stepping stones for the Spirit of Christ to come.
Yes, sir.
And once that Spirit comes, it can start changing you. Paul says, by the renewing of your mind, by the washing of the water of the Word.
Amen. Yes, Lord God.
Amen. So you have to start off with the Word. Because that is His manifested mind.
Amen.
On paper, that is His manifested,
exactly,
physical manifestation of Christ's mind.
That's it.
Praise
God.
The Bible.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Is the message.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Come on now.
God didn't send the prophet for no reason. God didn't send this message for no reason.
That's right.
There's a reason why you put on the tapes and the atmosphere changes. Me and
That's
Brother
right.
James were talking about this. When I was in college, and we had a similar testimony, because we were talking about it, and he put on a message when we got here. He said, I believe that really just... sometimes makes the atmosphere a little bit better than even worship music, and it does. Why? Because it's the Word.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen. But I was telling him, when I was in college, what I started to do was I would just press play on a random message, and I'd leave for college, and when I came back, that message was still, not that message, but the message was still playing.
Right. Amen.
And I entered into that presence, that atmosphere that was already there, that was thick as smoke almost.
Amen.
Yeah, that's it.
And every stress, every worry, I could just drop. I didn't have to hold on to it. I could say, okay, Lord, you're here. Because why? The Spirit of God was already there.
That's right.
I just had to enter into
That's
it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But see, I had already started my day thinking, I'm going to do this. I had already purposed in my heart that I was going to experience the mind of Christ, that I was going to experience the presence of the Lord.
That's good.
And every second of that day, I thought, man, I can't wait to get home. Man, it's going to be nice. I can't wait. I'd walk in that door and literally almost run up those stairs trying to get into it.
Amen.
Because that's our lifeline.
Amen.
Amen. For we don't know the Spirit of Christ. If we don't walk worthy of the vocation, the Bible says we're none of His.
That's right.
For what? The carnal man cannot do the things of the spiritual. For spiritual unto spiritual.
Amen.
He says, but who hath known the mind of Christ, that we may instruct him?
Come on.
Let me put it another way. How can I stand up here and preach to you? How is it that I can stand up here and preach to you? Paul's next words. But we have the mind of Christ.
That's it. Glory.
How is it that you can sit there and listen to the Word of God and receive revelation, true revelation?
Right.
Because you know the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Otherwise, your revelation would be far off.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's why we say read your Bibles daily, pray daily, listen to sermons and tapes and good worship music, and abstain from movies and music that doesn't worship Christ,
Amen.
Or even further the God, kingdom of God within us. But the mind of Christ, because what we ingest will either be another log on the fire of the Holy Ghost in our lives.
Yeah.
Or it'll be another bucket of sand trying to numb us and put out the fire of God in our hearts.
Yes, sir.
And thus essentially making the Holy Ghost of none effect because we're so glossed over by sin and doubt and disbelief.
Right.
Preach, brother.
Because we've been constantly feeding on it.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That God barely has opportunity in your life to move because we won't allow it.
Right.
And the whole time He's at the door knocking, desiring to free us from our bondage, save us from ourselves, save us and take us from being enemies of God to the very image and manifestation of His perfect mind and will. Romans 8:26 says, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. It's not on us to do it in the flesh.
Thank you, Father.
He said, I will be there. I will bring you in. I will do this. You are my workmanship, not your own. We are not the potter. We are the clay.
Amen.
He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought.
Yes, sir. Yes, Lord.
That's right.
You mean even having the Spirit of Christ and the mind of Christ, sometimes we don't know exactly what to pray for ourselves?
Exactly.
That's what the Word just said.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And he that searcheth the hearts know what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints.
Thank you, Jesus.
According to the will of the saints.
Oh, my.
The will of God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It is his will. It is his desire. It is his passion to sit there and make sure you make it right.
Amen.
That's why he's put himself over you. He's made himself duty bound to you.
Yes.
To never leave you, never forsake you, but sit there as the refiner at the refiner's fire and watch you until that exact moment to snatch you out.
Amen.
That you would be pure gold and pure silver. Because he made an intercession. How many times have you fallen?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
How many times have you made a mistake? How many times have you done something so horrific you think that God could never forgive you? And yet while you're thinking those thoughts, he's up there making intercession for you. He's up there saying he did never do that. That he never done that.
Hallelujah.
And he presents the Father with his blood and he says, you're right, it was never there.
That's right.
He never did it in the first place. Satan, you're a liar.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
So what is it? We need to learn to forgive ourselves.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
That's part of forgiveness.
Amen.
Because if you can never accept forgiveness for yourself, how do you expect God to forgive you?
Amen.
How do you expect to accept God's forgiveness?
Right.
Because if you don't feel worthy enough that a fallible human body and mind can forgive you, oh boy, forget a perfect, unadulterated, pure Holy Ghost forgiving you.
Sure.
If you can't even do it yourself, there's no way God can, right?
Amen.
That's what Satan wants to tell us.
Yes, sir.
But we need to get into a practice of saying, I forgive myself. I can look into the mirror. I've literally done this. And it's a practice that I am perfecting. I do it to this day. If I make a mistake or I do something that I account to myself as sin. For the Bible says, if a man do that which he to him is wrong, it is sin to that.
That's right.
He's acting in unbelief.
Right.
I can literally go down on my knees, ask God to forgive me, and in that same prayer I say, Lord, I accept your forgiveness. I receive your forgiveness.
Amen. Amen.
Right. And then if I still don't feel forgiven,
right,
I go up to that mirror and I say, Josh, I forgive you. You're human. You make mistakes, and God understands that. He is our intercession.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what we do.
Amen. Thank you,
Jesus.
If we have a Holy Ghost, we're already forgiven.
That's right.
Amen.
That's the word.
Amen.
Let me put it this way. God knew everything that you would ever do, say, and think.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Amen, brother.
And yet, he still died upon the cross for you.
Amen.
So that means that that blood he shed covers it all.
Yes.
Jesus said, it's finished.
Amen.
It is finished, period.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I don't have to worry about when next Tuesday if I, you know, have a thought that is not that is contrary to the Word. Of thinking I'm going to go to hell.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I say, Lord, you saved me. You knew this was happening. You knew this was going to happen. And yes, it does have to manifest. It has to manifest.
Yes, sir.
God's made it that way.
Amen.
All my mistakes till the day I die will manifest. Just because he died on the cross and I accepted his grace by faith does not mean that every action I do is changed.
Right. That's right. Amen.
Because I was already predestined. He already knew I would come to Christ. He already knew I'd, do all these things. And he knew I would have to be there on my knees, bawling my eyes out, saying, Lord, forgive me.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And yet, he had already provided the lamb. There was a lamb already provided for my sin. There was a lamb already provided for my mistakes. That I didn't have to stay down there. I could get up and say, Lord, I receive it.
Amen.
By faith. And Satan's going to tell me this, and my flesh is going to tell me this. But I stand up and I say, no, I'm receiving it, and I'm forgiven.
Amen.
I don't care how many times it takes you to tell yourself that. You need to tell yourself that until you accept it.
Amen.
Because if it takes you 10 times to receive it, to say it, you have to say it, and the 10th time you receive it, you've only received it by faith once.
Amen.
Yes.
And it's that 10th time. But sometimes it takes 10, 20, 50, 1,000. What? How many ever times? But keep at it.
Amen.
We're soldiers. Soldiers just don't do one battle and, oh, I'm a soldier now.
Nope.
Every time their commander says, go. Go to war.
That's right.
You pick up that banner and you go forth.
Amen.
Amen.
There's no retiring earlier in the army of Christ.
No, sir.
Of according to the will of God. For we know that all things work together for good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So the fact that my mistakes and everything are still manifest, that works for my good.
Amen.
Why? Because God's still showing repentance, still showing mercy.
Hallelujah.
Because if God, let me put it like this, if God had forgiven you and wiped out all your mistakes that you'd ever make and changed you to where you would never do those, your concept of repentance and redemption would grow old and stale. And you start to get prideful.
Yeah.
I'm redeemed, I can't do no wrong. Look at what I've done. I've never done anything wrong.
Mercy.
So maybe that's our thorn in our flesh. Maybe that's part of it.
Come on,
right?
Man.
Sure.
That I still have Joshua Tucker hanging around that I have to conquer each day. It's not like I kill him on Tuesday and don't ever see him again. No, I have to kill him on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Amen.
Amen?
Right.
And sometimes that experience is on my knees bawling to Christ.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
That's true.
Amen.
Amen. Like I said, you have to learn to forgive yourself. Because God's already forgiven you.
Yes,
but if you won't accept your own forgiveness, you'll never accept His.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
You're human. You're trapped in a human flesh body.
Yes,
you're equal with God. Yes, you're a joint heir with Christ, heir of God. But you're still in flesh. You still have to continue with this guy. Amen?
Amen.
So let the mind of Christ be in you. That you humble yourself and make yourself obedient unto death.
Amen.
Because when you say, I'm sorry, Lord, and you repent of that thing, that moment,
yes,
it's gone.
That's right.
God never sees it again. Amen. It's under the blood of Jesus Christ. And you, not even Satan can bring it up to God.
Amen.
And he's the accuser of the brethren. He cannot. The only thing he can ever do is bring it to your memory recall.
Come on now.
That's the only thing. And that's how he does it. He tries to make you to where you will never forgive yourself. Because if you cannot forgive yourself, you will never allow God to forgive you.
Amen, brother. That's right.
And that's why he'll sit there and he'll knock. And you'll say, I can't open it. I'm not worthy to open it. I'm not worthy to sup with Christ. I can't receive the seal of the Holy Ghost. I can't have victory. I'm not worthy of it. I'm not good enough. And he's sitting there, you're worthy, you're worthy. Open the door. Let me love you. Let me be with you. Let me sup with you. Let me become one with you. And the whole time you're like, no, I can't, because why? You're unworthy. You've listened to Satan so long that you're in this cycle of death.
Amen.
Where you just kill yourself and kill yourself and kill yourself and put yourself down until you yourself will not receive the Holy Ghost. You yourself will not receive victory. You yourself will not receive life and victory in life.
That's it, brother.
To where you say, Lord, it's better for you. Listen, you will sit there and you will say, it is better for Christ to stay on the outside, because I'm so unworthy. I'm so ashamed of who I am. I can't let God see me in this condition. Psalms 139. I'm going to borrow your Bible. Psalms 139. Amen. You say, I don't want God to see me like this. He can't see me like this. This is too hard for me. He won't accept me if he sees me like this. But you know what God's word says? It says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. He already knows you. He already knows the exact condition of you.
Amen.
Of your heart, of your spirit, of your mind. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying around. So even in your condition, he compasses you with his mercy.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. And art acquainted with my ways. It's not something he sees afar off. He knows personally everything you do, everything
Amen.
You think. Why? Brother Bram said, your thoughts come up before God in heaven.
Yes, sir.
And yet, the Bible also says that we have a mediator. If any man, what's the word say? If any man sin, We have a mediator before God.
Hallelujah.
That when we pray, we can be forgiven.
Amen.
But yet we don't want to forgive ourselves. For there is not a word in my tongue, but O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset behind me and before, laying thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain to it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Because that man, that woman who's doing that, who's not allowing Christ in to have victory. What was that sermon Brother Branham preached? A man running from the presence of God.
That's right.
You can't run from the presence of God.
That's right.
You can try. Because I've done it. I've tried.
Amen, brother.
But God will get you. He gives us just so much rope to where it's like giving a cow enough rope to run away and hang itself.
That's right.
And then he'll drag you back.
That's right.
Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there.
That's right.
If I make my bed in hell, you know, if, let me put it like this, if I've gone to such a condition where I say, well, this is just the life I live. I make so many mistakes. I make so many sins. I do all this. It's just my life, it seems like. You're admitting that you're making your bed in a hell state.
Sure. Wow. Yep, that's it.
Amen. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Amen. He's with you. You just have to accept. You just have to walk over to that door. You just have to open it up and say, okay, here I am.
That's exactly it.
Let me put it like this. The prodigal son came back.
That's right.
He was not clean.
No.
He had dry pig feces all over him.
Sure did.
He smelled the kingdom come. I'm sure some of those angels were holding their noses. Have you ever driven by a hog farm?
Sure.
He was dirty. He said he went to a far off country.
That's right.
So on his way, no bathing.
That's
no
right.
Way to clean himself. No way to clean his clothes. So he slept like that. Day in, day out, day in, day out. Probably didn't have too much to eat. Maybe ate some bark off of trees or, you know.
That's what he said. Come on.
Amen.
And it said while he was far off.
That's right.
On the road, his father was waiting for him since the day he left. Was on that porch waiting for him. And it said his father ran to meet him. And he said, he put on that ring of unmerited grace. The man was a pigsty, and he put that ring of unmerited grace, and he threw that robe of adoption over him. And he said, this is my son who was dead, and yet liveth.
Amen.
Glory to God.
We want to sit there and cast him off and throw our ring down and take the robe off and say, I'm not worthy. No, he's given it to you. It's yours. You take it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even if you don't feel worthy, take it because he said it's yours.
That's right.
Even there, you had the other brother who had stayed there, and yet was just as dead as the other brother.
Come on.
Sure, it's true.
You know that younger brother, he could have looked at his older brother and said, oh, he's perfect. I'm sure that was part of the problem. Part of his shame was, that. How could I ever compare to him?
Sure.
I left my father. I squandered all his gifts.
That's right.
You know, I squandered the calling of my father.
Come on, brother.
I squandered the gifts he's given me. Squandered his money, his time. And his brother's been fine. It's been perfect. How will I ever get up to that point? Because this will always be on me. And yet, that brother, because of his attitude, remember what we preached Friday night? That brother's attitude made him just as dead as the other brother.
Sure,
that's right.
Made him just as much out of the will of the Lord as the other brother. So they were, one was covered in dung. But they're both in the equal state. They're both in the same state, and they both needed redemption.
Right.
Need to. You just have to accept it.
That's it.
You don't have to work. You don't have to try and do this, that, and the other. It's what mercy is. It's unmerited favor. It's you've done nothing to deserve this, but because I love you, because I'm. Have a passionate, overflowing love for you. I want you to have this. I want you to have this. I want you to fulfill this in your life.
praise you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let's look at who we're keeping out of the door when we do that. Hebrews 1.
Yes, sir.
And if we let him in, what will become? For God at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these days, these last days, spoken unto us by his Son, whom hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he made the worlds. Being the what? The brightness of God's glory.
That's right.
The very existential image of God.
Yes, sir.
In all his glory.
That's right, brother.
Was a man who walked around with dung on his feet.
That's right.
And sweat on his brow. With no place to call home.
That's right.
And no regular meal coming to him.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And we want to say, oh, we're not worthy. We're covered in dung and we're covered in this. We're sweaty. You know, we're disgusting. He was born in a manger.
That's right, exactly.
And we have these manger scenes out on the Lutheran churches where it's a nice little thing of hay.
Yes, sir.
No, I used to work at a horse ranch. I know exactly what those things smell like.
That's right.
It was full of animals and was not inhabited by humans. So therefore, it was not kept to a level where humans would frequently go in there and enjoy their time in there. You wouldn't have a tea party in a manger.
That's right, brother.
It was a cave where there was no airflow. And multiple animals leaving their waste all over the floor. God came in a way that identified with us.
Yes.
In our worst state.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Who being the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins. See, your sins are already purged. You sit there saying, I'm so dirty, and you're in a pristine white suit.
Hallelujah.
That's what it is. You're looking in a mirror splattered with mud, and you're saying,
yes.
Look, I'm dirty.
Oh.
Your perception's all wrong. You
That's
haven't
it.
Put on the mind of Christ. Because if you had the mind of Christ, you would say, Christ has made me the brightness of his glory.
Oh,
and the expressed image of his person. And upholding all things by the word of his power. But he's upholded me. When he had by himself purged my sin.
Yes.
And had sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. The scripture says we are become the righteousness of God in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Romans 8:13. If ye live after the flesh, ye shall die.
Amen.
If you keep God out, you'll die. And eventually you'll turn into what you're saying you are.
Amen.
Because Christ is the high priest of our profession.
Exactly.
Right.
And he's duty bound to fulfill what we profess, what we confess, how we live our lives.
Amen, brother.
He's duty bound to allow those things in. If you are sitting there and saying, I am a sinner, I am evil, I am gross, I am disgusting, God can't defend you against those things.
That's right.
Because you're casting him out as your defender.
Say,
this is what I am. You're lying on God.
Yes, sir.
And God cannot defend you and put all of heaven behind you, cannot seal you until you say, everything God is,
I am.
Amen. I am. Everything God says I am, I am.
That's
everything
it.
God says,
settled.
Settled. Done deal.
Amen.
And I accept it.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's good.
Amen.
When you come to appear me, I'm sorry, wrong verse. For if you live out of the flesh, you shall die, but if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You will never be led according to anything other than Scripture.
Amen.
And this message.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Do I believe Brother Branham's everything he said was thus saith the Lord? Well, if I did, that would mean that I believe that all the best cooks are in Arizona.
That's
and
right.
Everyone in the whole of the earth
yep.
could not compare to Arizonian cooks.
Sure, brother.
It would mean that because he disliked cats, I should dislike cats.
Right.
Because he was nervous around knives and blades, I should be nervous around knives and blades.
Right.
But see, people want to make Brother Branham their ultimate example.
Right.
When it's Christ, it's the Word of God that is our example.
Yes,
yes, was he the prophet? Absolutely. He is my authority in this age.
Come on.
And I will not receive the Holy Ghost outside of the message.
Come on, brother.
That's right.
Sure. Not tapes, not books. Christ.
That's right.
Because Christ is the message.
That's right. Come on.
I was talking to my brother and he said, you know, you can get the Holy Ghost outside of a Message church. And I said, absolutely. Absolutely. 100% you can. You can get it anywhere. God can do anything. But the thing is, once you have that Holy Ghost, He'll drive you to the message. He'll drive you to the truth of the Word.
Right.
And you can't get away from it because that's God's revealed Word.
Amen.
And God won't send you anywhere contrary to His Word. He won't give you the Word and say, you don't need it.
Oh my. Yes, sir.
He won't make you a vessel to not fill you up.
Amen, brother.
He won't give you promises to not make good on them.
Amen.
They're led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God.
Sure.
For we have not received the spirit of bondage. We have not received the spirit that keeps us in the house while Jesus is knocking on the door.
Come on, brother.
We have not received fear that we can fear the state that we are in and have shame over us. You know what the best way to get rid of shame is? Here is the number one best way to get rid of it. Expose it.
That's right.
Because the thing about shame, it keeps you isolated.
Sure.
That's what shame does. Keeps it out of everyone else's ears. Well, if they heard about this, they think differently. Really? Well, okay, well, let me put it like this.
Come on, brother.
Molested between the ages of 8 and 14. I was a bisexual. I was a drug head. I was an alcoholic.
Come on, brother.
I was violent. I was rude and evil to people. Manipulative to people. God forgave me. What's your excuse?
Glory be to God.
What's your excuse?
Amen, brother.
God can forgive me and keep me.
Yes, sir.
What's our excuse?
Yes.
Amen, brother. Exactly.
Amen.
Amen. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Amen.
For the earnest expectation of the creature.
Jesus.
Now pay attention to this. Waiteth for the manifestation
Amen.
Of the sons of God. It's amazing that it didn't say the creation
That's exactly
of the sons
right.
of men.
Come on, brother.
Because I wasn't created out of nothing.
Right.
A son or daughter of God is not created out of nothing. Like our bodies are.
Come
are
on.
Picked up from soil and you know the you know, the ground, the dirt, the earth. But God Himself took out from Himself.
That's exactly right.
We are literally attributes taken from God and molded and put into a flesh body.
Yes, sir.
And therefore, we have no beginning because we are the eternal thoughts and attributes of God.
Amen.
And therefore, we have no end.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
So when you say, I'm dirty and I'm no good, you're lying on God.
Amen.
Because God said, you are me.
That's
this
right.
is me.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise His name.
Let's go back to the example of me having my arm chopped off. If my arm was laying on the ground.
Did it, brother.
And someone said, oh, that's your arm. I'd say, no, no, it's not. That's not my arm. Really? I'm lying because that is obviously my arm.
That's right. Hit it, brother.
Or if I said, hey, look, there's my arm on the floor. But then he said, that's not your arm. That's mine. And he's sitting there with both his arms. You might as well be saying that.
Hit
Same
it,
principle.
Sure that's right.
You're calling God a liar.
Right.
Because it doesn't even matter if you are in. Let's say I go out and I get drunk and I pick up, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter. I just fall completely into sin. As a predestinated son of God, the moment I get down on my knees and repent and get clean from that thing.
That's right.
I don't ever have to return that.
Amen.
Right. Amen. That's
Amen.
The principle.
Yes.
I'm already forgiven.
Amen.
I was forgiven before I even walked
oh,
into that.
Right.
I just have to accept it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That's liberty.
Thank
That's freedom.
Hallelujah.
Where I don't have to worry about the situation I'm in. I'm already forgiven. I'm already perfected. Romans 8 says, according to those He has called, predestinated.
Oh,
those He predestinated.
Amen.
He's also justified. Those He's already justified, He's already glorified.
Amen.
They're sanctified and then glorified. Hallelujah. It's already a done work.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me put it like this. I told Brother Stephen, Brother Andrew's brother, I said, I was lost once. But I was always saved.
That's right. Glory.
Hallelujah. Why? Because it's a redemption.
Right.
Amen. It's not taking me from here and putting me up here. It's I came from here, and he's putting me back up here.
Amen.
That's good. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Spirit breath. He says, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. How much does your Father in heaven know how to give good gifts?
That's right.
Sure.
If you ask for a snake, will he give you an egg? Will he give you a snake or a scorpion?
No, sir.
The children then, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God. We read that scripture, Galatians 5, 16, I believe it was. Verse 18, it says, those who are in the Spirit of Christ are not under the law. Which means they fulfill it in their own lives by the Spirit of Christ. This word, heir of God, that word heir of God, in the Greek, is the base of the word for the word law in Galatians. That word law literally came from this saying, heir of God.
Praise the Lord.
You get that? You get the picture? The picture is that you are an heir of God, and therefore you have no other option than to fulfill the law of God.
Amen.
There's no other option. There's no leeway. You will fulfill the law of God. And you will walk in the Spirit of God. Why? You're an heir of God. And it wasn't you who made you an heir. It was a Him. It was Him who gave you your portion.
Amen.
Amen. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be glorified together.
Amen.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Yes, Lord.
Not to us, not in front of us, but in us. Amen. Within our beings, yes, we will have a glory revealed that is only God. Amen. The brightness of His glory shall be revealed in us. Amen. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestations of the sons of God. Not creation, manifestations.
Yes, amen.
Two more scriptures, then we'll close. So how do we even begin to get the Spirit of Christ?
Come on, brother.
Isaiah 1, 12 to 20. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand? To tread my courts. Bring no more vain oblations, incense is an abomination to me, the new moons, the Sabbath, the calling of assemblies I cannot away with, it is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Our prayers, our worship service, our special meetings, if we're not doing it in the right spirit,
right,
and walking in the mind of Christ, it's vain to Him. It disgusts Him. It's puke to Him. It's putrid.
Amen.
Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them.
Wow.
Amen. It's like, verse 15, and when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear you. Your hands are full of the blood of Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Because He's already paid the price for you. So the decision is in your hands. Do you accept Him, or are you guilty of His blood? Because we all are guilty of His blood until we receive the salvation through faith. Pontius Pilate tried to wash the blood off of His hands.
Exactly. Amen.
He's in hell today.
That's right.
So it's not in worship services. It's not in meetings.
Go on now.
It's not in prayers. So what is it that gets us to the mind of Christ, to where we walk worthy in the Spirit of Christ? Verse 16 is the key. 16 through 20. Wash you. Make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to evil, to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Here's a clincher. Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be wool. Sounds like a promise in the New Testament about salvation with Jesus Christ.
Praise his name.
Prove the word of God. How many times have we heard of someone trying to disprove the word and they become a Christian?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Every
time.
Amen. Amen. Come now, let us reason together. God is inviting us to prove him.
Amen. Right.
So here's my word. I don't need to defend myself. I'm completely wide open. You decide. You come and you decide.
Amen.
I'll give you that free choice. Decide.
Amen.
So are we going to have our sins under the blood of Jesus Christ, or our hands covered in his blood?
That's it. Yes, sir.
If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
Yes, sir.
But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Yes, sir.
Revelations 1, 8 through 18, and I'm closing on this. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, which is to come, the Almighty.
That's it.
I, John, who is also him, your brother and companion in tribulation in the kingdom of patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God, for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit of the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet. So when we enter into the Spirit of Christ, when we're walking behind that seal, that kingdom seal, you become that brightness of his glory. Amen?
Amen.
Who doesn't want that?
Oh, my.
I am Alpha and Omega. He says, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Same thing he was saying earlier, two verses up. What thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and in Smyrna and Pergamos, and unto Thyatira and unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea. He says, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Gold being deity.
Amen.
And yet it is a woman's garment.
Come on, brother.
That this person is wearing.
Come on.
That girdle around the paps is this area right here. And it was a woman's garment.
Come on, brother.
You see it today in a lot of Asian wear. When they wear their kimonos, the women always have the girdle right around their paps. Amen.
Amen.
Not to go too far, but when a woman goes to get an examination, think of what it's called.
Yes.
There you go. Wow. He says, I turned. So God is a female? Well, sort of.
Yeah.
Genesis says, let us create man in our image.
Yes, sir.
It says, and he created man, both man and woman.
Yes, sir.
One.
Amen. Exactly.
It says, in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were like wool, judgment clean, as white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire. Remember in Isaiah it said, if you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured by the sword. Let's put that in the spiritual.
Amen.
Keep that in your mind. And his feet like fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice is the sound of many waters, meaning many people.
Amen.
A multitude of
That's
people.
Right. Yes,
that is the bride of Christ.
Yes, sir.
And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp, two-edged sword.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And his countenance was like the sun shineth in his strength. So, not only if we rebel will we be devoured by the sword, but this person right here is the has the countenance that was as the sun shining in his strength. And yet we read that Christ is the image, the brightness of His glory. Amen. And that we can apply that to us and say, we are the brightness of His glory. And here it is, saying, describing that brightness.
Amen.
It says, when I saw Him, I fell at His feet as dead. Why? It's Christ and the bride.
Yes, sir.
This is what the final picture looks like.
Amen.
When you have that kingdom seal on you, when you're living in victory, this is what everyone will see.
Amen.
Spiritually,
yes,
this is
sir.
What see. And this is why Satan can't come against you when you are sealed away. That
Amen, brother.
He's the accuser. He's a slanderer, but he cannot tell the truth on you.
Amen.
Because to do so would just throw him in jail, right? Amen. And he had in his right hand 7 stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. Were either killed or brought to life with the word.
That's right.
And his countenance was as the sun shineth in a strength. And when he saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying, fear not, I am the first and the last. And I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore.
Yes.
Brother Andrew, why don't you come, Brother James? Amen. And I have the keys of hell and death. You'll literally have the keys of hell and death. And you'll be able to say, I am the first and the last. Because I'm married to the first and the last.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for your word to this morning. It's more marvelous than we could ever imagine, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The things that you share with us, Lord, the things that you've given us this morning to eat on and chew on and really think on. And like your word says, come and reason. Let us to reason, but Lord, let us to reason in your spirit, Lord. Reveal to us your word as we go, Lord. Let us to realize who we are, that we are that first and the last within you.
Hallelujah.
That there's no separation between you and the bride, Lord. And one day you're coming back for us.
Hallelujah.
And we'll be wrapped in glory.
Glory to God.
We'll be wrapped in the brightness of your glory. And there'll be no difference between you and us, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Eternally bound, Lord, as one creature, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, spiritually. Lord, that when we go and when we come back to rule, Lord, in that millennial reign,
hallelujah.
When we walk in, we'll say, God is among us.
Hallelujah.
Lord, and you will be the light of that city. But Lord, we are houses today. We are tabernacles and temples today, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In a type and a shadow. Come and be the light of that city, that house, Lord. Be the light within us, Lord. Let us not think too low of ourselves. Lord, let us to have the mind that was in Christ. Let it to be
Lord
in
God.
Us. That we think it not robbery to be your wife.
Oh, hallelujah.
That we think it not robbery to claim and to stand on your word as you've said for us to do. Lord, let us to give our minds over to you and surrender. And take your word no matter how much it may not seem to make sense to us. Lord, I love you.
Hallelujah.
The things you've brought me from. The things you've made me into.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord, I praise you. I lift my hands and I say, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Let's praise Him, children. Lord, we just praise you for what you've done today,
Lord.
We worship you. We magnify your name.
Lord,
we just thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for this word. Thank you for your spirit, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Have thy way.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you, Lord. Lord, we lift you high. We magnify you. We open ourselves up.
Yes, Lord. Do as you please this morning.
Yes, Lord. I feel so scoured out this morning, Lord Jesus. Lord, come and take the oversight, Lord. Take everything, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. In abundance.
Thank you, Jesus.
That we would be so enraptured right now by you.
Hallelujah.
Our souls would never be the same. Save the lost.
Yes.
Help those in need, Lord Jesus. And bring those who know you closer to you, closer to your image, the brightness of his glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Andrew.
Love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let's stand together this morning. I don't like to do this most times because I'm not here to preach around our brother, but I sure appreciated that word this morning. That was the message of the hour, is the bride of Christ. And I wanted to share something with you. Just in case you might have thought, had a mind battle there on Revelations 1, what he was trying to say there. Brother Ram says that Christ, before, he had his girdle about his waist, but now it is up here because he is no longer a priest. He will be judge when he comes. When Christ came by himself as a man, he was the priest. That's why he laid his life down. But when he comes next time, it will not be to save the souls of men. It will be to judge those that's rejected him. And he will come not by himself that time, but with the bride.
Amen.
If you don't think Revelations 1 is the bride, I will show you it's in 54 and 58. Brother Bram says it twice. That is the bride standing there. Christ and him are one.
Amen.
I had the thought the other day. Just for those of you that think that ministers don't make mistakes, ministers don't go home and think they're serpent seed. Ministers don't. No, we go through it all, church. We go through it all the time. I make mistakes that make me want to vomit. I would be ashamed to say it right here from this pulpit, things that I do. And I stood one day and I thought, God, can you send me a prophet to come show me that I did those things and tell me to get right? And as I sat there and thought, why doesn't that happen to me? You know what he came around and said? He said, but you confessed it. It's under the blood. A prophet doesn't bring anything out of the blood.
That's right, amen.
And I thought, well, I'm free. I'm free. Because I put it on. A prophet could bring it up. Because it's gone.
Amen.
If you be under the blood of Christ, it's gone.
Amen.
Once you confess it, it's gone. And you say, how worthy are we then?
Amen.
Let me just read you what the Bible says. What Jesus' own lips said. Revelations 3:9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet.
That's right.
And to know that I have loved thee.
Amen. Wow. Yes. Amen. Glory.
They're going to come worship you.
Amen. Come on.
How can you not be a part of God then?
Amen.
Unless you believe there is 200, 300, 400 gods, there's one God. The God in you, the God in me, the God that revealed himself in Christ is the same God.
Amen.
It is not robbery. It's who he is.
Amen.
So aren't you happy to be an inheritor of God himself? That you don't have to earn these things, but we have them. Give him praise this morning. Give him honor. Give him glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Oh, he's worthy this morning. Just yield yourself to the Spirit. Don't get in a hurry. Don't worry about what time. Don't worry about your neighbor. Don't even worry about me. You worship the Almighty God this morning. Give him praise for what he's done in your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're so wonderful. Key of Ephesians 1:38. I want to sing, he is my everything. He is my all. Let's sing that together with all hearts.
He is my every.
Oh, give him praise this morning.
He is my all. He is my.
Sing it again with all hearts, hand raised.
He is my.
Oh, just surrender to him now. Sing it to the Lord Jesus.
He is my all. Life for me, made
This morning, if you like prayer, you can come forward now as we sing that again.
My everything, He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave His life.
Have that merited ring, Lord, that robe of righteousness, and to not think it wrong, Lord.
Oh,
but Lord, to keep it on him, that you have made him worthy,
yes,
Lord.
God.
That he would open that door, that he would let you in, Lord.
Yes,
and that he would stop thinking about his past failures,
Lord.
But that he would accept you if you're worthy. Satan, take your hands off my brother's thoughts and his mind in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I anoint my brother, Lord Jesus, with the Holy Ghost. Lord, that is here, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you have your way in his life. Surround him, encompass him with your Holy Spirit, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And let him walk, Lord, worthy.
Thank you for it,
that he would walk in you hand in hand. He says he loves you, Lord. I don't doubt that at all. In fact, I know it. I see it in his heart.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, he loves you and he wants what's best for him, Lord, for the world. Strengthen him, Lord. Be that banner around him. Be that buckler, that shield. Be his man of war that will fight against those voices that try to make him doubt and disbelieve.
Yes,
things.
Lord Jesus.
Lord, we just stand with him. We couple our faith with his.
Yes, Lord God.
We stand shoulder to shoulder with my brother. We say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's already done, it's already completed. And we accept it and we receive it. And we say hallelujah to the Lamb of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Just praise him, brother. Just praise him.
Praise
Jesus. Just worship you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your liberty and your freedom, Lord. The way you come down.